So now I would like to introduce Deb Denard, Dr. Deb Denard. As I said, this fall I was privileged to walk for several days around Lake Simcoe in the Wawasagamig Water Walk organized by Becky Big Canoe. On the day that we walked around Lake Kuchiching and with the woman of Rama, Dr. Debbie Denard conducted the water ceremony. So that's where I met her. And she had just at that point defended her dissertation at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, a dissertation on life promotion and water. She's a traditional knowledge keeper, and I will allow her to tell you about what that means. I want to say something about what I saw of her this fall. She accepted tobacco to do a water ceremony in my class on water and social justice this fall. And it was the week after Trump had been elected. And the day, there were a lot of tears in my classroom on the day that, because it was about 2 hours after Trump had been announced. And there was a lot of people who are concerned about social justice in my classroom crying. And we were still somber the next week when Deb came in, and the students were crying again. Different students, but they all listened intently to Deb, and they shared stories with her really quickly and frankly in a way that I had never seen before. Steph was in the class that day. And Deb sensed who needed her that day. The students didn't want to leave afterwards. She gave some of them tobacco for what they needed to do that week. And when students talk to Deb, they take away hope and passion, and they come away full of life. And she's going to share some of that with us today. Thank you.
Meg Watch.
So loud again. I was, like, super nervous coming, so I brought the big boss. Okay, I'm just going to introduce myself first. Weibana Bojo, Neo Gonebi, Kindigo, Namedo Dam, Manishnabe, Mede, Wanakwayendao, Manitubuatagon, Indonji, Nimikwech, Tokoshananoma. I'm really happy to be here and thankful. My Anishinaabe name is Neo Gonebi. It comes from the Thunderbirds, which is in our stories. The Thunderbirds actually take care of the water at that third realm. In our creation story, it talks about that when the Creator was looking for a place to place life, that this earth was covered in all water, and that half of that water was lifted into the sky realm at that third level. And that the promise of that water would be that it would always flow forward, and that we had a responsibility. And that responsibility for us is mainly comes from the women. And that connection or that relational understanding to that teacher, that teaching as women, is because we as women have the capacity to carry and create life. We are like our mother, the earth, who carries and creates life so that we also can survive here. And and that first water, when you think about that first life, how we all have come into this physical existence through that water, and how sacred and important that life is. I even heard recently that that when that water was being lifted, that it was almost like even how life is pushed into this world, that even that water, when it was lifted, that it was that pushing, it was that squeezing even of that Mother Earth. So I really honor and respect having I guess the gift or being given the responsibility of being able to carry some of those teachings, but also through my Anishinaabe name. I feel that that work that is more important in that way. I really want to acknowledge something that you said, even though I could pick so many things out, but one of the things that really struck me when I was listening and holding this tobacco that was given to me is talking about that water has memory. And I feel that in the work, whether it's as a water walker, we're talking about Yigan Kichigami. I remember I was thinking on my way down here when I walked around Lake Ontario with Grandmother Josephine. And even though I hadn't actually expected that I would, it was in 2006. And I was sort of joking that if you don't know anything about a water walk or the work of Grandmother Josephine, I'd encourage you to, look at websites like Mother Earth Water Walk. There's also a film about her that talks about those water walks. But even at that time, when we were walking, you don't ever know what's going to happen on a water walk. And at that particular time past Rochester, we even had a llama walking with us for a while. We met a bunch of people from, wish I could remember what the community was, and but they came forth and they invited us to come and do a water ceremony on their land. And they had a llama that they take to the local, they have parades or whatever, so we end up walking. So that's probably the most craziest thing that happened during one of the water walks. But it was good, and my relationship with the water, I think from following Grandmother Josephine, really changed. Bonnie talked about traditional knowledge keeper. My responsibility is a Dewana Kwai, which is part of a teaching lodge that holds the teachings from Anishinaabe. And at one time, because people weren't really standing up, taking responsibility, and I think that, sometimes it's that thought, like, somebody else will do it. It's not me. I'm not, smart enough or tall enough or qualified enough, and people are shy, they're too civilized or not civilized enough, I guess. And so people were always waiting, someone else will do that. So what was decided in the lodge is that they would stand up lines of women who, whether it was a grandmother, mother, daughter, granddaughter. So we have a few lines of four of women that have four lines or four generations, and they were stood up to make that commitment to remember the songs, remember the stories, remember the teachings, remember the protocol of, for example, this water ceremony that I'll share with you. And I think that did come at a time when I also needed to stand up, because, even standing up here can sometimes be a little overwhelming, because I probably felt like I wasn't qualified until one day I thought, well, I might not be qualified, but I am going to do it anyway, because somebody has to. And during this part, or after the water, I'm going to actually invite you all to stand up with me. Actually, maybe I'll do that now. I'm going to ask you all to stand up with me. And I want you to look around the room. I want you to look around the room and see each other and see that all of you have gathered here for the right reasons, for those heart reasons that you've come, whether it was somebody asked you to or you seen it in the newspaper or whatever it was that brought you here, and that each one of us has the capacity, the qualifications, the civilization, the whatever it is, to stand up for that water, because we each carry that water in ourselves. And one of those reminders in that water ceremony is that as we pray and we give our love to the water, when we look up from that water, we can't forget that each one of us carries that beautiful water. And that how you see yourself reflected. If you look at that water and you see how beautiful it is, that water is reflection of who you are, of who we are, each and every one of us inside of us. And I'm really thankful to be here, and I'm so honored to be able to share this water ceremony with you and share with you that opportunity that when you hold that water, that you will see that reflection and you'll see the beauty of who you are and that strength that each one of you came here to stand up for that water and to protect that water and to love that water. So Miigwech, I'm going to talk about the ceremony. To sit down. I have a friend here who is going to start with a smudge. So we're going to do a smudging ceremony. I'm not sure if people are familiar with that particular ceremony. It's an opportunity to bring our hearts and our minds together. So in that smudging ceremony, it's going to be sage that's going to be lit. Marijuana? No. That's a different ceremony that I don't do. So during the smudging ceremony, the sage will be lit, and it's an opportunity to bring our hearts and minds together as we think about this water, as we pray for this water. So when the sage comes around, people have their own way of doing it, but I'll demonstrate one way. So the idea is to allow ourselves time to come into this moment. So, you know, some people might be thinking, okay, well, I'm gonna pay for parking, or I forgot to buy bread or milk on my way home, or maybe there's Orange Is the New Black is on at 8:30 or something. I'm not sure, but if those are things, like, thank you for putting those off to be here. So it's an opportunity to just be present for the next 20 minutes that the ceremony will be taking place. And so you're going to take some little bit of that sage, the smoke from that sage, and clear away your mind. Clear away your mind from all of those things that have been stressing you out today, things that you have to do, or even things maybe that were bothering you from last week. Just clear that off of your mind. And so we're going to come together then with our good minds. And you're going to take some and wash that over your eyes. So maybe, you might have seen something or you didn't like. And you're going to, so you can start to see things in a good way. You wash away from your ears so you can hear in a good way. From your mouth, maybe I had a little bit of road rage on the way down. I think I might have said something not very nice about the guy who was driving in the 2-passenger lane who was by himself. Anyway, so it's an opportunity to wipe away so that we speak in a good way. To take some just to your heart. Oh, my Kevin. Okay, that's not part of the ceremony. Okay, so while they're going around, I'm going to talk a little bit, so you can stand or sit, whatever's comfortable. If you don't want to participate, just say thank you and not smudge. I'm going to talk a little bit about this water staff that's standing here. Kiwaden Nabikwe. She was one of the water walk staffs that came from the north direction during the Four Directions Water Walk. So she traveled actually from Churchill, Manitoba. So similar to the water walk that's happening right now, where a vessel of water is carried a length of time. In 2009, there was I hope that's the right date. In 2009, there was a Four Directions Water Walk where water was lifted from each of the oceans and brought to a central point in Wisconsin. that water was mixed together. I was fortunate in one way. I had my daughter was still small, but our walk was only, I think, 21 days, whereas the water that came from the west was actually like 64 days. So after that water walk, when it coming from the north, and if you have an opportunity, I think I'm gonna send it around after. But there's actually a little white bear on there, so that's representing that white bear that's from that north direction. In our teachings, that white bear is healing, and so I felt really honored to be. I guess at that time I was Nikana Zid, the head walker for that direction, and but after that, I had personally made a commitment to walk. I'm sorry, I did not walk. I traveled to the four oceans. Took me 4 years. Actually, I just finished coming back. It was in November that I was finally able to get to Vancouver and smoke my pipe there and offer my food to that water. But I did travel to the east. I usually don't use speaking notes. But I actually... I really like this article that was included in Canadian Women's Studies, Women in Water. So I'm just going, one of the things I'm going to read is the poem that I just found out today is being used by one of the students, so that made me feel good. So this article talked a lot about, I divided it into three sections. So the article is actually called Be the Water. In the first section, I talked about women's connection to the water and the women's responsibility of caretaking for that water in the sacred way. And I talked about how man governs water through infrastructure and policy, and you know, these different levels of government, the watershed, this, you know, even in our community. I remember I had I called INAC one day. I'm like, what's with the water? Something has to change. They said they only dealt with pipe distribution. And I was trying to get them to, you know, look at different technologies, but they said that that none of that technology had been proven, and that they weren't interested in having conversation with me. So my activism started quite early. So that's a section on man governs water, and it does talk about the statistics and how our water is so divided up into different sections. And then I talk about how water governs us. And and I was talking earlier about that section, and it was really... talking about the possibility or the impossibility of the possibility of listening to the water, sitting by the water, understanding the water, understanding how that water flows, understanding and reconnecting ourselves to that water. Even in Toronto, I understand that Tattle Creek runs under the city of Toronto, but I'm sure if... the developers or whoever was planning, urban planners in Toronto, would have sat with that water and talked to that water and listened to that water, it probably wouldn't have agreed to be buried so that these infrastructures could take over. So that section talks about that.